It's Friday. That means it's time to check in with the Sacramento Business Journal's Sonia Sorich to talk about the region's business news. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
More old Toys R Us spaces in the Sacramento area are getting new futures.
Yes, Hobby Lobby has signed a lease for a former Toys R Us space in Citrus Heights, and it appears American Furniture Galleries will replace Babies R Us in Folsom. Now, as you remember, Toys R Us went bankrupt last year, and that left several vacancies in the Sacramento area and beyond.
What do these new store openings mean for the Sacramento area retail scene?
Well, Hobby Lobby, which is known for its craft supplies and home decor items, is expanding fairly quickly. When Toys R Us went bankrupt, some observers expected Hobby Lobby to fill several of its vacancies. And if it replaces Babies R Us in Folsom, American Furniture Galleries would join Ashley Furniture Home Store in that shopping center. This is more evidence that even in an uncertain retail climate, some furniture chains are expanding.
Well, why is that? What's going on with furniture stores?
Well, it would seem that these types of stores are expanding because furniture is an element that you want to go and check out in person, a more of an experience type of thing. A lot of people want to touch and feel the furniture that they're buying before purchasing. So that kind of explains why we're seeing growth in the brick and mortar furniture industry.
Sacramento International Airport is putting development plans on hold. Last year, the airport said it was looking for proposals to develop more than 120 acres of airport-owned land, but now those plans have changed. What happened?
Airport officials want to step back and reevaluate possible uses for this land. Initially, the land was expected to be used for hotels, restaurants, and other commercial development. But the airport now has its own operational needs. In a recent presentation, the new airport director said recent growth has put a strain on the airport's existing infrastructure. We're talking about elements such as parking and the rental car area.
So where exactly is the land that was targeted for development?
The airport-owned property includes 30 acres south of Interstate 5 and 98 acres north of the interstate and around the airport's main entrance.
The proposals that were submitted, do you know anything about them?
We don't know how many proposals were submitted or the names of all the interested developers, but we do know at least one developer who submitted a proposal, Paul Petrovich of Petrovich Development Company. Now, he's the developer of that Safeway project near Curtis Park and other local retail centers. He said he was disappointed about the airport's change in plans, but understood the decision.
What happens next with this land?
Well, timing will depend on how long it takes the airport to reevaluate its needs and its land inventory.
We've talked before about a possible new hotel at the airport. What does this mean for those plans?
Well, there are now plans for several new hotels nearby, which are at least partially aimed at serving airport traffic. So it's possible that the airport's hotels needs could now be met with those new developments.
And finally, a new fitness studio opened this week in the mixed-use project on the 700 block of K Street in downtown Sacramento.
Yeah, this is a new locally owned indoor cycling studio called All City Riders. It joins several food and drink businesses that are open or in the works in the Hardin Apartment and Retail Project. Brian Washington, the CEO of the new fitness studio, also co-owns another local fitness business called the Academy Training and Performance Center.
Seems like there are a lot of these indoor cycling studios popping up, not to mention all the boot camps and yoga businesses in town. How does this new place plan to stand out?
Well, a lot of that is with the design of the studio itself. There's this giant screen in the workout room, and during class, you can see your own virtual avatar bike through places such as Greece and even downtown Sacramento. Needless to say, technology is a big focus at this business, and information such as cadence and calories burned are displayed on the bikes, and participants even get an email after class detailing their performance.
All right. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. There's more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.